Jason's just a young player that we've that we have brought from abroad. He has fantastic technical ability, lots to do to threaten our first team, but eager, smiley boy. So we hope he does well here.
Is that very much fun for the future?
Yeah, sure.
In terms of this weekend's game, what kind of test are you expecting from
it? A difficult test for us, because Tony coming back here knows a good proportion of the squad. He knows me well. He knows I will try to attack him, and therefore he'll have a game plan to stop us. And when you look at his record, 14 clean sheets in 2015, he's pretty good at it. So we have to find a way. Last year they deservedly won here. They stopped us. The game plan was good. Two set play goals, and we need to learn from that. We hope we have, and get ourselves a victory for our fans.
What do you think has made them so strong defensively? I mean, it would probably be a bit disingenuous to say that so many, you know, the whole team getting behind the ball and parking the bus. They're not that type of team exactly, are they? They're still posing an attacking threat. Why do you think they're so strong back?
They're very organised. They are disciplined. All the team have to defend. That's a requirement under Tony. So therefore, the distances between the units are not big. So it's hard to get through them. And also, good knowledge, good experience players, good experience management team. So they're tough.
Are you training here today?
Yes.
Is that just a quirk of the schedule, or something to try and help with the home form? Is there anything in that?
No, just normal practice. We train here sometimes now and again, just to make sure we're familiar with the surroundings. But we also got a team photo for you guys today, so that's the main reason.
Is home form something you want to improve? I know you've had a couple of big teams play here in the Premier League this season, but is home form generally something you want to improve?
Yeah, alongside most of the Premier League at the moment. More away wins than home wins. Strange, really. It will correct itself, and we hope to be part of that by winning more home games.
I guess that would be an opportunity to do it now. I think five of the next seven in the league at home.
Well, we've had a long, really, really tough start. I mean, so the points total we got is really, really very, very good. And now to build on that, so we hope to do that.
And I know a bit of a thing, probably since in the last season, when Jason Plumption was announced to sign a new deal, quite a few guys have been signing longer term contracts. Is that something that will continue? Are you trying to do that with more players at the moment?
Not that I'm aware of. I think we obviously have to keep an eye on players' contracts as they run down. But I think we're pretty comfortable where we are. I mean, signing Yannick was a real boost for us. As you say, key players under long contracts, which bodes well for going forward.
Are you trying to do Dwight Gale?
No.
I think that was reported, but that's not.
Okay. Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Pete.
Alan, the last three matches,
Well, I've never used a counter-attacking tactic. I've never used that. We try to win the game, but sometimes we're especially away from home against the top teams, and even at home at times, you the territory becomes the opposition's. We always try to boss the game. Always. We try to boss the game at Watford, and I think we did a pretty good job, actually. I don't think we got a lot of credit for that victory last weekend, because no one scored there. No one's won there. And we done both. So I was really pleased with that victory. It was a great step for us. We'll come against West Brom, and depending on when the goals are scored, we should dominate the game.
You mentioned there, once you get some of those players back, you'll have the luxury of a bigger squad to pick from. Is that going to cause you problems?
No, I'm a bit frustrated at the moment because we have so many key players missing. Connor Wickham, Jedinak, Delaney, Ward are first team players, really. That is an area we need to put right to get them back. My medical team tell me the time we play West Ham, they'll be back. And that'll be much better news for us. But we're still strong this weekend. We've been fortunate in that the starting nine, who are most on the sheet most weeks, are there. So that's good.
Dwight Gower spent some time up front last Sunday. Were you impressed? Because a bunch of people thought it was a good move.
Well, I was very impressed. I thought if he had scored two goals, he'd have been man of the match because he was so unlucky on a couple of chances. That's what he gives us. And he's worked his way into the team. He'll play on Saturday and hopefully he'll score.
Okay, cameras off, please.